Overseer let me out again. When he came back to let me out, I knelt for him like he showed us, putting myself on display for him. He seemed to like that, and he asked me if I was ready to be a good girl. I nodded and opened my mouth with my tongue hanging out. He opened my cage and I crawled out and went into my kneel stance, with my shoulders arched back to push my breasts out as far as I could. He led me into his breeding room and tied my arms behind my back with a long piece of rope that wound around my breasts, over my upper arms, making a nice little box out of my arms as he tied my wrists together. I could hardly move at all. He had me kneeling there like that, and he took these clothespins and stuffed them on my nipples. And then he told me to get him hard. I lifted my butt up off my heels and licked at him, purring soft. Like a kitty. I knew this was my chance to prove I wanted to be a good girl, to get out of that cage. I licked and kissed at his growing cock until it stood up nice and straight. And then I swallowed it down as best I could. I gagged on him and went back up for air. I cupped my lips around the head of his cock and just sucked on it, my tongue dancing across him. I could tell he was enjoying it by the way he groaned when I heard that. It made me moan too. I started to run his cock down my throat. His curly little hairs tickled the inside of my nose. I fucked his cock with my mouth the way he likes, and grabbed my hair and stuffed himself deeper into my mouth. I gagged and coughed a lot, and I was getting all wet again from my spit, but he pulled away as soon as I was getting really into it. Then I watched him grab his flogger. He said that he wasn't punishing me, but reminding me that he could make me hurt whenever he liked. So, I better be on my best behavior. He took the flogger and used it to knock the clothespins off my nipples. I don't know which hurt more, the clothespins coming off or the flogger hitting my breast. After that, he bent me over so that my ass was up in the air and my cheek was laying on the tile floor. He got behind me and dipped his cock into my warm, wet pussy. He got it so nice and wet, too. Then he pulled it out and pushed it into my ass. It surprised me and it hurt when it stretched my asshole apart. I winced and yelped a little, but I didn't try to get away from him. He wouldn't have liked that. I felt him gripping my hips with his hands as he slowly pushed deeper inside my ass. He'd never done that before. I didn't even know if it would fit, but it did. It hurt so bad at first, but after that, when he opened me up a bit, it wasn't too bad. I'm kind of sore there now, but I think that will go away. And after fucking my asshole for a long time, with me moaning and begging him for his cum, he took his cock out of my ass and shoved it into my cunt again. I came instantly. It was crazy. I kept coming and coming while he drove his cock into me. My body was spasming uncontrollably, and I could feel my body rocking forward each time he slammed into me. I couldn't stop from moaning and yelping as his cock spread me and stabbed down against something deep inside me. I was shaking when he was done. He shot so much seed into me. I sometimes wonder how he has come for all of us girls every day. He just let me lay there for a while. He has come dripping out of my pussy lips. He told me that he would let me come out of the cages during the day. And also, he wants me to make a recording of me playing with myself. He showed me how to do it with my fingers. He made me practice in front of him. It was weird at first with him watching me, but eventually I came. My body shook and I think my eyes rolled back into my head because I couldn't see anything. Then he told me to go get Alice out of her cage and bring her to the breeding room. She was in there for a long time. I could hear Master hitting her. Well, I heard the screams and the begging. She must have been really bad to have been locked into her cage for so long. She's been in there ever since she got here. The other girls, they're happy I was out of my cage too. I can now help them clean and cook. I'm nervous about cooking though. I really don't want the overseer to get mad at me for messing up his food. If I mess up his food, he would probably make me spend another day in my cage.